Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar in Eretz Yisrael, and Parshas Emor in Chutz La'aretz is daf Tzadi Vav. I'm recording this after a beautiful Shabbos at the Grus Kolel, and I am riding home, and I have not done Shabbos' daf. Baruch Hashem, I was busy with the Avrichim and their families, and of course, this learning today is b'schus my wife, who does the driving when we need to learn the daf yomi together. Our daf is going to introduce a new perek, and that is the 11th perek in Maseches Ksubis, Almana Nizonos Minichse Yisomim, the halachos of an almana that is supported from the nechasim of the Yisomim. And our Gemara is going to discuss the chiyuv of the mizonos, the nature of the chiyuv mizonos, and what the almana therefore has to do for the yisomim. The yisomim might not be, of course, her own children, because if she was married to a man who had children from another marriage, nevertheless, because the yisomim have to feed her, so then they are also entitled to certain melachos from her. And that will bring us to the general concept of melachos that a woman does for her husband, as well as lahavdil, what an eved does for his master. And then the Gemara will get into nitty-gritty in regards to the almana and the collection. For example, the Gemara will discuss, what if she's tofes metaltalin? What's the halacha going to be? And of course, we can't have such a discussion without discussion of warring parties. A case where she says, I'm entitled to the monies, and they say, we already paid you. That will be on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. And connected to that, the Gemara will quote a vague and important machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, exactly how the shtaros are written when the almana sells nechasim. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the bottom of Tzadi Heim Beis Perek Almana Nezaynis, the 11th Perek in Maseches Ksubis. Almana Nezaynis Minichse Yisayim. An almana can sustain herself from the nechasim yisayim. There is a chiyuv for the yisayim to support her. On the other hand, Maisi Odeh Shelahen, similar to her relationship with her husband, where the husband has to feed her, but he is entitled to her Maisa Yadayim, her labors, the fruits of her labor, the money. So too over here, the Maisa Yadayim goes to the Yisom because they're supporting her. Remember, we learned Mem for Mem, Mizonos for Maisa Yadayim, Peros for Perkana. A man is entitled to the Peros of his wife's fields that she brings into the marriage in place, in lieu of the fact that if she's ever taken into captivity, he has a chiyuv to save her. Ve'echayim b'kfurasa, and in the same halacha by a woman as well, with her husband, there isn't a chiyuv, that he's not required, the husband is not required for paying for the wife's kvura, to the point that Tosis asks that this halacha applies by a husband as well. So then why would we have thought that the halacha should be any different when it comes to the yisomim? But either way, the ein chayav mikfurasa yerusha yarshik subasa chayav mikfurasa. However, the halacha is that the yarshim that inherited the ksuba, so then they have a chiyuv of taking care of her kvura. Those who are entitled to the ksuba have to take care of the kvura of almana. Asks the Gemara, ibayilu nizonos tnan. What is the appropriate girsa? Almana nizonas or hanizonas? To understand this shiloh, we need a little bit of background. There was a contention between the people of Galil and the people of Yehuda whether there's a chiyuv for the yisomim to feed the woman before she asks for the ksuba. The halacha is that once the woman gets the ksuba, so then in such a case, the yisomim don't have to support her. Why? Because she's got enough money from the ksuba to support herself. We're going to see, as we mentioned, the machlokas between Anshei Galil and Anshei Yehuda over here. We're now passing through Yehuda, going from Yerushalayim deeper into Yehuda. They were the ones over here in this neighborhood, Highway 1 neighborhood. So over here, they used to force the woman to accept the ksuba, and Mamela, the Yisomim, did not have to support her. Now that is related to the Shaila Nizonis Tanan or Hanizonis. Explains the Gemara. If we're going to say Nizonis Tanan, that the Girsa is Almana Nizonis, an Almana is fed, Ukanshe Galil, then it would be following the Anshe Galil, Velo Sagi Delo Yavile. And the Yisomim are not going to be able to say, we don't want to feed her, because Almana Nizonis, you have to feed her. Oh, Dilma Hanizonis Tanan. Or it's Almana Hanizonis, Almana that happens to be fed. Ukanshe Yehuda, and it's following Anshe Yehuda, and it depends on how lucky she is. If they're nice Yisomim, vi boi bo'u lo yavilei. If they're nice Yisomim, they will do it. And if they want, they don't have to. So that's our Shaila of how to read the Mishnah. Almana Nizonis or Hanizonis. Zokdei the Gemara on the top of Tzadi Vavam and Aleph Toshma coming here upper. You are right. I'm Rabbi Zera, I'm Shmuel. Mitzias Almana La'atzma. The halacha is that if Almana finds something, it belongs to her. Analyzes the Gemara. Yamet B'Shlema, Hanizonis Tanan. We're going to have the Girsa of Almana Hanizonis. If we're going to have that Girsa, so then everything works out well. Explains Rashi, Shapir on the top line, Shapir uki luk milad Shmuel b'shein and Nizonas. We'll be able to explain Shmuel's halacha, that we were talking about a case of an almana that was not Nizonas, and then in such a case, halacha is that the Metziah belongs to her. Ela I amrit Nizonas tanan, but if the appropriate gear says not Hanizonas but Nizonas, nehavu kibal, so then in such a case, the relationship between the Yisomim and the Almana is like the relationship between the Baal and the wife, that the Baal has a responsibility to feed, and the halacha is that he gets her mitziah. So then why? Ma Baal mitziah isha labayla. Why is it that the halacha is that the Baal who has to feed the girl, the wife, the halacha is that the mitziah goes to him. Hachanami, so too when it comes to Yisomim. Mitziyas isha liyarshim. If the yarshim have to feed her, so then how are they any less than the Baal? Answers the Gemara, le'elam eim lechon izenis tanan. Really, we should say that it's almana nizonis. Taima mayam rabban mitziyas isha labayla. Aha, you got it wrong. What's the reason that a woman it has to give the objects that she finds to her husband? It's not because the husband is getting payback for feeding her. Remember, we said mem for mem. What's our maskana? The mizonos is for maisa yadayim. Rather, says the Gemara, ma baal mitzias isha labayla, hachanami mitzias isha liyarshim gar, said a question. I went back to the question. Answers the Gemara: Lo olam emelchan nizonis tanan. Taima mai amar rabbanu mitzias isha labayla. Delo tavila eva. The whole reason for the takana of mitzia going to the husband is so there shouldn't be any friction between husband and wife. Now that's a question. Why would that be friction that the wife would pick it, would be entitled to it, and the husband not? Why don't we just say that he'll accept finders keepers? We'll deal with that in a moment. But back into the Gemara, Hani Tavilu Eva. But when it comes to Yarshim, it's not as important as Shalom Bayis. If we're talking about Shalom Bayis, so then we're going to make a takana that the mitzia goes to the husband. However, when it comes to non-Shalom Bayis issues, Yarshim, so then in such a case, will follow the Din D'Oraisa, and the woman is going to be entitled to it. Rashi tells us a little bit about this Eva idea on the last big line on top of Tzadi Vavam. Alf Tavlu Eva Dal Karchach Zanimosa. They're forced to feed their wives. Aval Maisa Yadea Shetiknu Labaila Tachas Mizonos Havil Yarshim. This halacha only applies in regards to Eva, that is particularly the relationship between the Baal and the wife, because the Baal can't get out of that responsibility to feed his wife. And since he can't get out of it, Chazal threw him a bone, if you will, and that bone was the halacha that he's entitled to, the mitziah.
Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Kol Malacha Sheisha Isla Baylab Almano Isla Yarshin. All of the work that a woman does for her husband, the Almano also does from the Yarshim, Chutz, except for those things that are more intimate between husband and wife. Chutz Mimzigas HaKos, aside from pouring him a drink, Vatzos Amita, and making his bed, Varchotzos Panav Yadav Viraglov, that the Almano does not do for the Yarshim. Amar Bishua Ben Levi, Kol Malachos She'eved Oysel Rabbi, Talmud Oysel Rabbi. All malachos that an Eved does for his master, so too a Talmud is supposed to do for his Rebbe. Chutz mehataras minal, except for undoing his shoe, because that appears already, says Rashi, like he's an Eved Knani. But everything else you're supposed to do for your Rebbe. Amar Rava lo amaron, el b'makum she'ein makirin oisai. This halacha only applies that he doesn't undo his Rebbe's shoes in a case of where people don't recognize him and will come to think that he's an Eved Knani doing that for his master. However, in a place that they recognize him, he should even undo his Rebbe's shoes. Amar Vashu, b'makum she'emakirna senami lo amaran el demanach tefillin. And also, this only applies if he wasn't wearing tefillin. Aval manach tefillin les laba, because an Eved Knani would not be wearing tefillin. Rashi's lashon is ein derech avodim la'aniach tefillin. Moses points out why Rashi said it that way. If you put two and two together, why Rashi says ein derech. The Gemara continues. Amar b'chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan koyel ha'mineya talmidoi milisham shoy. If someone holds back his talmid from serving him, ki'ilu moneya mimenu chesed. A Rebbe is not supposed to hold back his talmid from being mishamishim, but rather it's as if he's holding back him back from doing chesed. Shenemar lemas mereehu chesed. Lemas mereehu, someone who removes himself from his chaver. In other words, someone who tells his friend, get away from me, is removing chesed. And that's referring to not stam a chaver, but a Rebbe. Rav Nachman Yitzchak lemar af parik menu yerushamayim. The Rebbe is also gorem that the Talmud is not going to have Yerushamayim, because part of a Talmud's Yerushamayim comes from serving his Rebbe. Shenemar v'yira shakai yazov. The Gemara now goes back to halachos of almana getting paid. Amar Rebbe Lazar, almana shetafsa mitaltlin b'mizona seha. An almana grabbed mitaltlin to feed herself. The halacha is that the Yisomim really only have to pay from the karka and not from the taltlin. So what this woman did was an illegal move. Almanav shetavsa mitaltlin b'mon zonaseh. Nevertheless, ma shetavsa tafsa, what she grabbed onto, she's allowed to hold onto. Thank Yasser of Dimi, Amar Maisa bekalosei shel Rabbi Shapsi. The same incident happened with the daughter-in-law of Rabbi Shapsi, shetavsa diskia melea moz. She grabbed a money bag full of money, and the chacham couldn't take it out of her hand. Amar Avina v'loya moron el mezeni. This halach only applies in regards to mezonos. Aval ksuba mafkinon mina, but she can't grab metaltalin for her ksuba. So both ksuba and the mezonos of a woman comes from karka, but if she grabs bidiyavad the metaltalin by mezonos, if she's an almana, then that's going to be okay. But ksuba, you take it out of her hand. Maskev lo mar baravashi, maish na l'ksuba de mekarka v'loi mi metaltali. What's the difference between the two? Ksuba has the rule mekarka lo metaltali, mezonos na mi mekarka lo metaltali. Ela le mezoni mai de tafsa tafsa achanami l'ksuba. So he argues, mar baravashi argues, that there really should be no difference between the two. You know what? What you said, Rava also taught that if you hold that bidiyavad, if you toface the mezonos, you being the almana is toface, then it stands. So too then, if she be toface the ksuba, from a talton would stand as well. I'm Rabbi Yochan Mishmeid Rabbi Yoisi Ben Zimra. Almana sheshasa shtayim v'shal shanim v'loy tava mezonos, ibda mezonos. If the almana never asked for the mezonos, then she loses her right. Asks the Gemara, why do we have this precise language in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Shtayim Vishalosh Shanim. Asks the Gemara, Hashta Shtayim Ibda Shalosh Mibai, if 2 years already she lost it, why does it say 3 years? Infidelity Gemara, like Kasha, Kanba, Nia, Kanba, Shira. Depends on whether she is poor or wealthy.
Rashi explains the Dibra Maschal Ashira that a wealthy woman is able to hold out a little bit longer. So the fact that she didn't ask it for two years doesn't indicate that she wasn't interested in asking. However, if it's an Aniya, so the fact that she didn't ask already indicates that she doesn't want it. Inami, that's the first pshat in Rashi. Back into the second pshat of the Gemara. Inami kam b'prutza kam b'tznua. Or it depends on whether the woman is modest or not. If she's modest, explains Rashi, she's uncomfortable going to Bezdin, making a whole din Torah about this. So the fact that she didn't come after 2 years is she's hoping that they're going to do tshuva and they're going to give to her. However, a prutza, so then in such a case, we know, based on her behavior, that she'd be someone who would start fighting about it even earlier on. Amar Rava loya maran el lemafreya. This halacha that she loses the mezonos only means that she loses the mezonos for those 2 or 3 years. Avol haba yeshla, but everything after, of course, she's entitled. By Rabbi Yechanan, Yisomim she'amru nisananu. Now we've got a full-fledged disagreement between the Yisomim and the Almana. Some say we gave her mezonos v'yomer slo netalti, and she says I didn't get. Classic Talmudic disagreement. Al mi lahavi raya. Classic Talmudic question. Who is the burden of proof on? Does
the woman have to prove that the Yisomim didn't give it to her, or do the Yisomim have to prove that the woman did not receive it? Answers the Gemara in the top of Tzadi Vavam Beis. Nichsei becheskas yasmi kaimi. The halacha is that the nechasim, we presume, is in the status of the Yisomim. V'alamona lovi raya. That's one way of looking at it. That it's in the Cheskas Yisomi, and the Almana has to bring the Raya, because at the end of the day, she's trying to be Meitzi Mamet. Aydilma Nichse Becheskas Almana Kaimi. We say that it's in her Rishus. Now, this is a harder Svara. Why should we say that it's in her Rishus? She doesn't seem to be the Muchzik. So Rashi tells us, Kedarko Bekodesh, in 4 words, 3 lines from the top and Sadi Vavam Beis, Sharei Nishtabda B'Tnai Bezdin. There's a Tnai Bezdin, and once there's a Tnai Bezdin, so that money is already out of their Rishus. It's already considered as if Bezdin puts it in escrow, if you will. So then, in such a case, Al Yisomim Lavi Raya. Toshma Komen Erech Vele Bring in a Raya. Detoni Levi. Levi taught Almana Kozman Shinise Shaloi Nises Al Yisomim Lavi Raya. The burden of proof is on the Yisomim. We say that the woman is the Muchzik based on the idea that we saw in Rashi of the Tnai Bezdin. And in such a case, Al Yisomim Lavi Raya. Nises, but if she got married, then in such a case, she needs to bring a raya, because she's lost the nechasim, and once she's no longer a muchzik on what happened in the past in terms of the Tnai Bezdin.
Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Rav Simi Bar Ashi suggests that this question on whom is the burden of proof that the woman collected or did not collect, who is the muchzik in regards to mezonos, is dependent on an entirely different issue. Kitanoi is dependent on another machlokes tanaim. Moicheres v'koseves, a woman who sells from her husband's estate in order to collect both mezonos and ksuba. So it reads like this: Moicheres v'koseves dash. She writes, in such a case, Eilu limzonis macharti. These lands I sold for mezonos. Ve'elu ksubas macharti. Did Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer mecheres v'kosevas stam. Rabbi Yossi says she does not need to delineate which one and why she bought and sold each piece of land. V'kosevas stam kein koicha yafa. And this is she should write stam, and this is the best thing for her. What's the whole issue over here? My lav balka mefuli. Maybe the machlokis revolves around the following. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says you need to be far savar nichse becheskes yasmi kani.
he holds that the Nechasim are in the Chazak of the Yisamim. In other words, the Yisamim are the real owners. Val Almana lovi raya, and the Almana needs to justify these types of sales. Rav Yosi Savar, loy by lefrushe. Why? Nichse becheskes Almana kaimi. It's in Almana's rishus. Val Yisamim lovi raya, and the Yisamim are the ones that have to challenge if they want to prove that the lands and monies were not used appropriately. However, she doesn't need to delineate, and therefore, our previous shaila of who is the mochsuk seems to be following that Rabbi Yossi holds that the woman is the mochsuk, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Yisomim are the mochsuk. Challenges the Gemara, Mimai. How do you know that was the explanation in the Machlokes? Dilma dekuli alma nichse becheskes almana kaimi. Maybe everybody agrees that the almana is the muchsik. Vali samim lehavi raya. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say that the almana has to do all these things? Rabbi Yehuda eitz etova kamash malon. And Rabbi Yehuda is giving her an eitz etova for another concern. Dilo likri la rav sinusa. That they shouldn't call her this woman that's always hungry. She's always selling land because she's always claiming that she wants food. So hence, she says, no, no, no. This was for the ksuba, and this was to eat. Rashi adds, if she's such a big spender, then in such a case, people aren't also going to want to marry her. So not only just stam they're calling Rav Sinusa, but it'll be hard for her to find another husband. Dilo te machi, because if we're not going to say that that is a pshat, hadabari Rabbi Yochanan tivshat le mimas nisan. Because this that Rabbi Yochanan had asked on the bottom of Tzadi Vava Meralf, on whom is the burden proof, is, says the Gemara, a Mishnah. Mocheres le mizonis shelo bebezdin, vikoseves elu le mizonos mecharti. A woman is allowed to sell from her husband's estate after he passed away for mizonos, and she writes le mizonos mecharti. Now, what's the only reason you could explain why she has to write it? Is it the only reason? Well, we were suggesting earlier that the only reason is because the burden of proof is on her. Ella, but what is another way of dealing with that? Mimas nisan leka l'mashman, not eitz etova k'mashman. You could say that's not a riot from the Mishnah because it's an eitz etova. Hachanami eitz etova k'mashman. So too over here, Reb Yehuda is giving an eitz etova. Inami, or else I could take an entirely different approach. Dikuli alma nichsi b'cheskes yasmi kaimi. That really all of the nechasim is in the rishus of the Yisomim. If that would be so, then what's Reb Yossi's logic that Rabbi Yossi says that she doesn't need to explain where she got it from? Vainu taima de Rabbi Yossi k'dabaye k'shisha. Rabbi Yossi will have a totally different concern of Abaye that Abaye, the elderly Abaye, raised. Amar Abaye k'shisha, mashal de Rabbi Yossi l'madav adayim. The svar of Rabbi Yossi is something else. L'shchimera asham etnu masayim zuz l'ploni. If l'shchimera says, give 200 zuz to somebody. Pal chovi, to who's my bal chov. Ratza b'chovo notlan. Ratza b'matana notlan. So then, in such a case, the Baal Chov can pull a fast one. He could take this 200 zuz as payment for the money that the Shchimera owed him, or he could claim, no, I took it from as a matana, that the Shchimera was giving a matana. And the Gemara adds, in matana notlan, if he took it as a matana, lo kach yofa kochal, isn't that a very, very strong way of collecting, because he could collect again from the lekuchos for the chov that was owned from some type of shibudim. If that's so, if we say the baal chov is kochel yafa, so too this almana is kochel yafa as well. In other words, the reason why the woman will keep the shtar mechira vague is not because of the fact that she has the upper hand and it's on the Yisomim Lahavi Raya? No. The opposite is true. Nichse Becheskes Yasmi. But the reason why we say the Almana is Kocha Yafa is for a totally different reason. And that is the same reason in regards to the Baal Chov by the Shchimira. Let's take a look at Rashi. Im Natam Matana Lokach Kocha Yafa, Sheyucha Litrof Lekuchos Alachov. The halacha is that you could take from the kuchos anecho, velo yuchal litro fa ala matana, but you can't take for a matana. Avzu ala mizonos lo tuchal litro fa kuchos. The mizonos is like halachically like the kuchos. Fa ala ksuba titro fa osam. But for ksuba she could collect. So now, if she spells out what she took for mizonos, before we do that part in Rashi, let's just now explain what we just read before. And that is, if she's not going to spell out what she took for mizonos, so then in such a case, she'll always be able to be toref from lekuchos for the ksuba. However, if she says that she already collected her ksuba, then she won't be able to be toref lekuchos for mizonos. So for that reason, it's in the best interest of the woman not to write down as Rabbi Yossi has suggested. But that has nothing to do with the issue of whom the burden of proof is on. This Be'ezer Hashem is the conclusion of today's daf. Our daf began about the woman's rights as an almana nizonos from the Nichsei Yisomim. We had discussed that there were two different traditions in Yehuda and in Galil of whether we force the woman to collect the ksuba and then no longer get the mizonos or not, and that might revolve around the Lashon Mishnah almana nizonos, which sounds like a chiyuv, or almana hanizonos, that the Yarshim, out of their good graces, have decided to feed her, even though they really could force her to take it, that is, to take the ksuba. We also spoke about the fact that the malachos that a woman does for her husband, the Yarshim would do except for the intimate ones. We all spoke about the malachos of an Eved for a Rebbe, for his master, as well as a Talmud for his Rebbe, and the Rebbe should not hold back from letting his Talmud do that, because that is considered a chesed. We discussed, and the conclusion of the Gemara is, that if you say an almana can be tofes metaltlin, even though she's not entitled to it, so then a woman would also be able to be tofes metaltlin for a ksuba, even though both of those are not supposed to be done. Both the ksuba and the mizonos are supposed to come specifically from karka. Finally, the Gemara had a shaila on Tzadi Vav Amalaf going on to Tzadi Vav Amabez, and that is, who is the burden of proof on to prove that the mizonos were given or not given? In other words, if there's a din Torah between the almana and the yisomim of whether her food was paid, on whom is the burden of proof? The Gemara suggests it might be the machlokis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, whether a woman has to delineate all of the details of the sale from her husband's estate. That would assume, suggested the Gemara, that the burden of proof is on the woman, while Reb Yossi says that she doesn't, the burden of proof is then on the yisomim. And ultimately, in a slightly complicated way, the Gemara rejected that havana, and that is the crux of Daf Tzadi Vav in Maseches Ksubis.